Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Ryan is standing by on this Monday morning here at Second Date Update. He messaged us late last week. And let's bring him in right now. Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
You know, all good, except, you know, being blown off.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, let's see if we can help. Let's get right to the beginning. How was the date?
It seemed like a perfect night. Like, we went to dinner, and everything was easy. It was relaxed. And then Amanda, oh, my God, she looked incredible.
Good. And you could say that the, you know, the conversation flowed really well?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't go too deep. We just kind of talked about general stuff like baseball and, like, Burger King versus McDonald's. We kept it fun and light.
Those are kind of awkward topics.
All right, just curious. So when it comes to fast food, then what, you know, Burger King, McDonald's, what side were you on? Did she take the opposing side?
I mean, kind of. Like, I just said, if I can't make my own burger, I'd Burger King for sure.
Right. So you don't think that's the split, then, the reason why she's not getting back to you? And you didn't take her to Burger King.
Yeah.
Right?
Your date wasn't at Burger
King. Okay, got it.
We went to a proper sit-down restaurant. Like, I'm a classy guy.
Got it. Okay. And so everything's flowing along. You're having some fun topics. You can't think of any other reason, Ryan, why she isn't getting back to you.
No, like, I've had a week and a half to go over everything. And, you know, I'm just drawing blanks. I got nothing.
What do you think, PT?
Other than the fact that the conversation was baseball and fast food, I mean, I hope that's
what's
not the problem.
With that?
But, well, I don't know. Maybe she
could have been a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
You know, peeled back a couple of.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do our part here, Ryan. As you know, we're going to call Amanda. If she answers, agrees to come on, we're going to see what we can learn. So you just hang on and hang out and listen until we try to introduce you back if we are able to do that. All right.
Yeah, cool.
So was it the topics or something else? Let's see if we can't find out.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Amanda?
Yeah, who's calling?
Yeah, Amanda, sorry to trouble you this morning on this Monday. And please don't hang up. It's not a sales call or spam call or anything like that. And we got to tell you right off the bat, Amanda, you're on the radio.
Okay.
Okay, so it's we're Thunder and PT. We co-host the
morning.
Yeah, we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We're just wondering if you would have a moment. We're hoping to connect you with someone that you've kind of lost touch with. Do you remember a gentleman named Ryan?
Ryan, like I went to dinner a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you enjoy your time with him?
Yeah, I did until it got weird.
Okay, can you tell us what got weird? What, you know, what was it that got weird?
We were having, you know, a really nice, normal conversation until the waiter, which was weird, told the entire restaurant staff, like, he decided we were the hottest couple there and that we'd definitely make beautiful babies.
And how, how did you know this? Did this waiter tell you that he was...
Yeah, he told us.
Okay. But that's, I mean, it's kind of a compliment, don't you think? Amanda?
Yeah, I mean, that was like whatever, but then Ryan was like, it's going to take a lot of practice first. Like, hopefully we can get started tonight. And then
oh, no.
All right, come on. I was just being flirty. The vibe is good. I was positive we were going to hook up.
Okay, Ryan. Ryan, hold on. Okay, so Amanda, we were just talking to Ryan on air just a few minutes ago before we called you. So, Ryan, what were you just? Okay. Can you explain what was happening at the table?
Yeah, like Amanda, good news. Like, it's not too late. Like, what if we go out on Friday and like just make up for lost time? Because I was having such a good time with you.
Well, I'm glad you were. This is gross. Like, I was really not into letting an entire restaurant know you wanted to hook up.
You didn't find that funny when Ryan said it's going to take a lot of practice.
No, I really didn't. And he was really loud about it. And, like, privacy is really important to me.
Yeah.
And it just made me really uncomfortable.
So I'm guessing it's not great that he got you to have us call you then on the radio.
I mean, our second date update makes me not want to see him more. Like, and now you're broadcasting this to everyone. Like, why don't you just tell everyone listening, like, hey, you're looking to hook up. Like, maybe they'll hook up with you.
Ryan, what do you have to say?
I don't know. I don't understand why it's so bad for me just to say, like, I have the hottest girl around. And, like, we had a good time. Everything was going that way. We just kind of, I don't know. There was good chemistry.
Ryan, let me ask you.
Was there good chemistry? Amanda, did you have great chemistry before the
comment?
Kind of the wink?
I mean, if he was respectful, it probably would have gone okay. It was just gross.
And it was disrespectful then. But he was just trying to be fun. And listen, I know, you know, guy humor. Sometimes we overstep our boundaries a little bit. And you just can't. Are you sorry, Ryan, for what you said? Or were you really just trying to hook up with Amanda that very night? Because it sounds like you were moving things along, it was progressing, and then it just went way over the line.
You know, I was just going off her cues, and I was being myself. I don't see what the big deal is, honestly.
What do you mean by you were going off her cues? What was she saying or doing that prompted you, you know, made you think that you'd have a chance maybe of, and I'm sorry, man, I don't want to put it this way, but hooking up with her that night?
You know, she was just looking good, and I was looking good, and we were having a good time, and we were talking about Burger King, and, you know, when we get to, like, those kind of topics, I'm like, okay, I'm relaxed with this girl.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that's
anytime
real turn-on.
Anytime you get to the fast food and the flame-broiled things, really, that's a guarantee.
Yeah, speaking of Whoppers.
Jeez. Ryan, you didn't set the waiter up to say something like that, did you? Did you tell the waiter to say, hey, like, everybody here thinks we're, like, the hottest couple?
Come on, what kind of guy do you think I am?
Well, sounds like something you would do, to be perfectly honest.
I mean, you winked at her and said, let's get started tonight. Even though I know you could have been kidding, did it feel like he was joking when he said, maybe we can get started tonight?
Definitely not. The worst part for me was, like, doing it publicly in front of so many people. Like, it just felt gross. I felt embarrassed. And you just, like, put me on display, and that's just, like, not what I want.
Yeah. So it's a no, then, for a second date? Ryan,
Absolutely no.
Okay.
Man, but you know what? And just, like, sometimes jokes are jokes. We got to lighten up and stop being so sensitive.
Well, I'll just say this, Ryan. You might have meant it as a joke or whatever, but you being into the situation does not equal her being into the situation. Mm-hmm. And I can assure you that just because you get to the fast food conversation in a future relationship does not mean it's on.
All right, man.
Let's face it, McDonald's fries are better than Burger King fries.
100%.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue you on that. Okay, just the burger.
Okay. All right, we want to be careful here because we don't want to get Ryan all turned on.
No.
Yeah, I mean, most women are not going to like that.
And so hopefully he never has to be again on Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.